Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. Farm organisations have been warning of a massive effect that a new reduction on nitrogen emissions will have on their livelihoods. The European Commission announced that a derogation Ireland holds will end and new lower limits will come into effect from the start of next year. Hannah Quinn Mulligan is a journalist and farmer, both dairy and beef, and she joins us on the line now. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Claire.
So we hear about the IFA protesting today. They're not going to the meeting with the minister, but we want to go back and explain the basics on this one. What are the nitrogen limits? What does the reduction mean in real terms for farmers? Can you take us through that?
Yes, I can, because there's a lot of jargon, we could say. So just to give people an example, because a lot has been talked about 250 kilos of organic nitrogen, and that's a bit of a mouthful. So if we take a case study, so if you have a farm of 50 hectares, and if you have that farm has average yielding cows, so the cows produce an average amount of milk. So if that farm does not have a nitrogen derogation, they can stock 92 cows on that farm. In comparison, if that same farm of 50 acres had the derogation, then they could stock 135 cows at the current rate of 250 kilos of organic nitrogen.
So that farm can have 135 cows in January. On the 1st of January, only 92.
Yeah, no. So from the 1st of January, the rate of 250 kilos of organic nitrogen is going to go down to 220. Mm-hmm. So the 135 cows will have to drop to 120 cows.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So down to so you're losing 15 cows.
You're losing 15 cows. So the derogation still helps you to keep more cows than you would usually be allowed. What you'd usually be allowed is only 92 cows on that farm.
Ah, okay.
But there will be a drop.
So does this only apply to milk producing dairy farms?
So there are about 6,000 farmers in the country that have a nitrates derogation. The vast majority of them are dairy farmers. There are a few beef, but the vast majority are dairy farmers. And just to give you an idea as well, there are 17,000 dairy farmers in total in the country. So that means that nearly 6,000 of them have a nitrates derogation. And it's estimated that about 3,000 of them are going to be impacted by this cut from the 250 kilos of organic nitrogen to the 220 kilos of organic nitrogen that's going to come into effect in January 2024.
And explain to us why the reduction is coming in?
Primarily because of water quality issues. So the EPA had a report out in June this year, and they said that although there have been some improvements in certain places around the country in water quality, that has been outweighed by the disimprovements. And they've linked this back specifically to manure and chemical fertilizer. Now, it's important to stress that though when we're talking about these rates, these are organic nitrogen rates. What that means is we're really talking about the manure from cattle. So if you have more cattle on a certain area, which is what the derogation allows, you're going to have more manure, which is what causes the issues.
So Ireland failed on water quality. Is that the fault of the state or farmers?
That's an interesting question. The farmers would tell you it was the state, and the state would maybe kind of hold up their hands. They potentially don't want to answer that question. But what I would say, it's no individual farmer per se. It's a collective response of the sector. So it has been linked specifically to agriculture in certain areas. They can tell the difference between human feces and bovine feces. And that's an important point to make, because there are issues as well around local towns, around local sewage systems that are being pumped into rivers as well. But the EPA is still very concerned with water quality in Ireland. So that's what's caused this.
And Hannah, we know that farmers are very angry about this. The farmers who are affected are very upset and worried. But are they surprised by it?
I think some farmers do seem to be surprised about this, but it has been in the pipeline for an awful long time. And even earlier this year, there was a dairy stakeholders group put together by the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, and they came out with a plan for a potential dairy cow cull scheme next year. And if you're being cynical about it, you could say that was put into place because they knew that the nitrates derogation, the rate was going to be dropped.
So if this is about organic nitrogen and the emissions of organic nitrogen, is there any other way to deal with it? Is there a technological solution that can deal with the capture of nitrogen?
Well, I guess that that's kind of two separate issues. So we're talking about GHG, I mean, greenhouse gas emissions. When we talk about methane from cows, there have been technological solutions for that. You know, people have talked about feed additives being brought in. What we're really talking about here is the manure from cows. I guess the main thing that farmers are going to try to do who are going to be impacted by this is to get more land, because if you get more land, that means you have less cows on that hectare of land that we're talking about. And a hectare is about 2 football fields, just to put it, just so people can picture it. So what farmers are going to try and do is rent more land. The issue there is that dairy farms are still the most profitable sector in agriculture. The price for rented land has already nearly doubled in the last couple of years. We're talking about from 200 euro an acre to maybe over 400 euro an acre in certain parts of the country. That prices out other farmers. I was talking to a young sheep farmer recently. He wants to rent more land. He can't. He's being priced out by other dairy farmers in the area who need that land to meet the nitrates requirements. Then you talk about tillage farmers as well, a really important sector for the Irish agricultural sector. We import nearly 4 million tonnes of grain every single year to feed the farm animals on this country. A lot of that could be linked back to places like South America. So we want to grow as much Irish grain instead, as much as possible. But tillage farmers are going to be priced out of renting more land as well. So it makes the situation quite desperate, especially with only 4 months to go until this new rule comes into effect.
So when I said to you that the dairy farmers who are affected by this are upset by it, it's not just them, because the dairy farmers who can afford to will be able to expand. It's everybody else really who's hit.
Yes, it's the knock-on effects to the rural communities and rural economies. And while environmentalists will see this as a big win, and a lot of people, even in rural Ireland, could see this as a big win who are worried about their river, the quality of their rivers, it also has to be taken into account that dairy farming and other types of farming keep rural communities alive, and there doesn't seem to be a viable alternative to those yet. You know, there's been a lot of talk about forestry this week, yet we know we are nowhere near hitting that 8,000 hectare a year forestry planting. We're only down around 2,000, and it's been like that for years. And so there's no viable alternative at the minute, and people are going to be very worried even about how they're going to pay their bills if they have to cut their cow numbers, which is the sad situation they could be in.
Hannah, thank you very much for explaining that all so well to us. Hannah Quinn Mulligan there, who's a journalist and farmer.